I've basically had a
conversation.
Maybe actually, I don't know,
just that wise.
Well, we'll find out.
Is it good? Turned on.
Well, it's not a fan, it's just a light. Very 60s.
Come on.
Yeah. Helen has commented she doesn't like it.
It's lovely.
They should see the one there on their bedroom.
Yeah, I know.
We in business.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Surprise for those orcs when we get back.
Finn, I had a in our downtime, I made a realisation that you actually had some stat loss, but had actually had 2 days rest since you had it.
Yeah.
Of Steve being unconscious, so you may regain 2 more points of stat loss.
Yeah, which puts me 1 point lower than I was, but it's an odd number anyway, so
yeah,
no loss.
Right. You are currently sat in a room filled with ropes and tools and nails and barrels, waiting for Steve to come conscious. Basically, he got hit by an acid arrow trap just outside the door, which is now hopefully disabled by the thief.
At least he's shielded from this.
Hopefully.
I think I'm
basically, last game you found a dead titan halfway up a mountain. Inside from the rain and the storm, went through a black sort of force field thing and got stuck inside the dungeon. You've met beasties that you've killed, you've met 3 orcs that you've left alive.
Yes! Uncharacteristic.
Which is a bit bizarre.
Wasn't my idea to not kill them.
You now have plenty of door options with which to take. Going in 2 separate directions, believe it or not. So that'll all be good when you finally pick a direction to go in. So you've all levelled, which is nice, after all that fighting and murdering and slaying and killing.
Level 2!
Everybody's level 2, which is nice.
Nice
to roll at level 2.
My accent is just as dodgy as ever!
Oh dear. So, what spells did you pick this level? Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, hi! I thought this time I would learn the magic weapon and the wonderful featherfall, the friend of all wizards everywhere.
Brilliant. Anyone else got anything they've picked that's a bit strange? Finn's got a feat. You've got power attack.
Yeah.
Which isn't so bad. So
I have evasion. Anything.
You get evade.
I don't understand how it works.
Evade, basically, when I say roll a dice for half damage, you roll the dice for half damage, and if you succeed, you take no damage.
Fantastic.
Then you get improved evasion later on, which if you fail, you only ever take half damage, and if you succeed, you take no damage. So you're amazingly quick and fast, which is very cool. Evasion's dang good.
Yeah.
It means now you can go jumping around in front of traps a bit better.
Right.
Okay, you got nothing weird, Steve, that you're learning this time? Or you're still learning the same old stuff?
I was going to learn Vision of Heaven.
Right, what's that do?
Basically a clerical daze spell.
Oh, okay, fair enough. How's our wizard doing for his spells? Has he learned his spells for the
day? Yeah, I have to nominate which ones I'm learning, isn't it?
You've got 4 0-level and 3 first-level.
Yeah, I can never remember which zeros I learned. It's a really useful one.
0, read magic, detect magic, daze, and yet unspecified other. Possibly detect magic again.
Read, debt. And yeah, days will do.
Yeah, and for first level suggestion, mage armor, magic missile, and sleep.
Yeah, those are good for me.
Magic missile.
Always good. Right.
I think everybody's seen
that. So, oh,
perfect. Okay.
If not, it's on the side.
Yep.
Yes, that's which, the audio version.
Which way is north, by the way, on the Chessex battle map?
It's that way.
Towards me.
Not that it matters.
North is towards the dwarf.
The arrow isn't pointing at you.
Yeah.
Alright then. So, the room you're in. There is a door to the north, and in the day you've been in there, the thief has found a secret door in the western wall, which opens up into the room where all those black spores exploded off those ropes, those sacks. So basically, it's just a way back into the main bit that you came out of.
Right. The black moles.
The black moles, that's right. Thank you for the spelling error on the website. Anyway. Off you go. What do you want to do?
How much food have we got left?
Not a vast amount. You've been here 2 days. I assume you've been eating as sparingly as possible, but
and a few rats, maybe, because we did kill them.
Not that desperate yet.
Well, you know, rations are hard to come by, I'm sure, in dungeons.
Most of you have about 3 days' rations, I believe.
Right.
Are you well, Bastion of Tome? I'm fine, thank you. You took quite a hit, I'm very sorry. One day I will make it up to you.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Maybe we're even for you killing my rat.
Yeah. The rat was died out of necessity.
Your crappy robes are a bit acidded.
I think that's
a better word, rotted away.
I think the acid did something to him. He seems to be glowing now or something.
Yes. Oh, like Nimbus of Light. Yeah. He now glows. It's a nice one. But you now at least you don't have to carry a torch around all the time.
Guess who gets shot first in the dungeon?
It's the Holy One.
Right, the Glowing One, Gashback.
Right, basically, with regards to the rooms so far, you had a secret door in this room here, which was a bed chamber, going into this corridor here.
Is there a room number on that, just out of interest?
Yeah, there is a room number.
Right. I'm just thinking people might like to know.
It's room A20.
A20.
There is a secret door going east, which you had found. There is also a secret door at the south, which you found, which led into this rubble room A72,
right,
which has a door on the far end. You also have two doors leading off A18 to the west and the east. All of those doors you have yet to check. There's also a door here to the north, which you haven't even looked at yet, coming out of A11.
I'm just looking at the size of that map and just how much we covered last week.
You did about 20 rooms last week.
That's not bad. That's
not bad out of the 1,500 rooms in the entire game.
Ching! Only if you want to go, we'll have it by Christmas.
So, right. Off we go. Where are you headed? As a part of discussion. Yeah. Would you like to look at the map as is? You've got most of the secret doors anyway on this side of the map.
You know, I must admit, Hal, I think AEG should have followed your idea.
They should have made a map that I could have given you, for one.
Yeah.
Any kind of map that I could have handed you, but they didn't have all the secret doors on. Don't look ahead.
Yeah.
Right. You came to this door, you came up to this door into this room, there's a door on either side. You came up to here, and there's two options here, and you also went there and didn't go into that one.
Do you think we should cover... back, which way's north? Towards you now?
Yeah, this way's north.
Do you think we should cover the north and south section so we're going across evenly? Or, across the bottom, does it really matter?
Not really.
Do the northern stuff?
Probably do the stuff where we don't have to walk through that rubble to start with.
Go
back up north and do the northern.
Okay, which bits? Do you want to do the bit out of room 11 first here?
Yeah.
The corridor
we haven't touched yet.
Yeah. Okay, let's call it a room 11. That's where the skeleton of the kobold was, lying in the corridor.
Ah.
Yeah? Just before you went through the double doors into the big bed chamber.
Mm.
Yeah?
Okay.
Lovely. Okay. This door is slightly open, as is a lot of doors. You open it into a reasonably long corridor. Off the corridor are four doors, two on either side.
Right.
First door left.
Why not?
This door is open, as is the one opposite it.
Can you peer in?
Which side, left or right? You're left, yeah? Peering through the open door, you find out this room is a disaster area. Unpleasant hints of animal waste fill the air, and scraps of clothing, bits of wood, and other trash cover the floor.
Go and have a look, poke around, see if there's anything good.
There's a few items of furniture, some clothing, a couple of backpacks.
Is there anything to make Bastion's robes slightly more decent?
There's some old clothing. By the size of it, you probably think it's orcish, because the arms are slightly longer than a human's would be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Most of the bits and bobs in this room seem to be show signs of gnawing, chewing. Are you searching the room?
Yes.
Give us a roll, D20, on search.
I stay in the corridor and make sure nothing pops out of any of
the You're staying in the corridor and checking.
Make sure nothing pops out of any
13. Okay. You find a rusty normal dagger. A tin drinking cup and 5 feet of rusty rope. Rusty chain, rather.
I just wonder if you're going to stop there. And 5 feet.
Yes, just right. Sat there in a box.
Look, there's a rusty dagger and some rusty rope.
It's chain.
Metal rope.
Is anybody interested in it?
How long's the rope, do you say? 5 foot?
It's 5 foot chain.
5 foot chain. Well, you never know when 5 foot of chain might come in handy, lads.
Okay, well, you can carry it.
I'll wrap it round my waist. As an iron belt of rust.
Very good.
Or stay in your robe.
Stay with Mirror listen check.
I must be brown anyway, the bone. Ooh. Is that 12 plus?
12 plus not enough.
12 plus not enough.
16.
No, you're fine.
Are you writing down inventory now?
I can't do.
No, you keep up with the inventory. Okay. Best to keep it all in one place.
Okay. I'll keep keeping track of most of what we see.
I'll keep speaking in an awful accent.
Yes, you do that.
quite a geographically wide-ranging dreadful
accent. Aye, we shield dwarfs are known for a far-ranging...
He's been everywhere, don't you know?
Lots of different places.
Well,
I think I remember that accent from Highlander.
A12.
Not quite Scottish.
Down through the ages I have come.
Now where?
You're Christopher Lambert.
Yes, not quite Scottish.
So, what else, Connery? Not quite Spanish.
Where's any doors in
that
room?
No. Not
that. Down the other way then?
Yep.
The trash that lays in the hallway and the open door indicate that there is probably little to be found in this room. Once you enter, you see that the remnants of a bed are still evident in one corner, but everything else has been thoroughly destroyed.
Not too exciting.
Have a quick search around, Steve.
It was a rule.
This is going to be a theme, so you don't really need to wait, because I'm just going to do it.
Sorry, well, you best ask, you know. If you don't ask, I won't see you.
18.
You notice a small tin box lying under the bed.
Ooh.
It's about 6 inches long, 3 inches wide, and 2 inches high. It has a clasp that's held closed by a piece of metal wedged into a ring. It's okay. Like a...
Have a pairing of
like a duffel coat, but...
Yeah.
Is anybody watching me?
Probably.
I'm in the corridor.
Steve's in the corridor. Where are you two?
I'm always at the back, so I'm usually outside.
Are you outside the corridor as well?
I would be covering the halfling with the big scary axe.
Yes, you would.
The orc is in there.
Something leaks. Okay. I'm not terribly observant. I pocket
the scent box.
Quite large for halfling hands. 6 inches long and 3 wide. So it's not massive.
Okay, it's not massive, but you have very small.
6 inches about that way.
Lindsay holds her hands apart very far.
Yeah.
About that big.
Yeah.
It's a good size for halfling hands.
Oh, I'll slip it under my cloak.
Let me a sleight of hand draw.
I was going to put some points in that as well.
You got none in it yet?
Don't worry, I
No, but it goes on my dex, which is plus 5.
So. Let me a spot check.
23.
Whoa, quite good.
19.
Well, not as good.
It's fine.
You pocketed it.
Sleight of hand goes on dex. No, it's a skill that can be used and trained. Damn it.
Well, can't be used and trained. Can't sleight of hand.
Oh, okay. Can't I just be really clever and silent?
You have to just put a rank in it this time.
Can't I hide it?
What's that box?
No, he's seen the box. You pick up a box.
It's, I don't know, I was just going to put it in my pocket to show you all later. It's very exciting, look. Okay.
We could open it and if it's nice we could have it.
Okay, I like that idea. There's no awkward.
You're bastards.
You get to open the box.
Yeah.
It's a tin box, yeah.
Cool. Open it.
You're going to open the tin box.
I'm going to look at
the... BOOM! No, I'm kidding. Opening it reveals that it's lined with black silk and has 3 indentations to hold vials. Although there are 2 vials in the box, one is broken and its contents have settled into the silk. There is currently only 1 intact vial in the box.
What colour is it?
The vial is clear. The liquid inside is pale blue.
Is there a smell or anything going on?
Didn't have any skills up, but I don't think he did. We didn't give you any skill points.
I don't get no skills of the wizard.
What skill points did you have?
What's
your intense up into
plus 3,
you get 5 skill points. 5 skill points. Like you did with the ones you did. I recommend.
But I can up ranks as well from 4 to 5.
You can take the 5, yeah. I recommend you get something in craft cartography. Calligraphy. Excuse me.
Craft calligraphy.
Yeah.
Is there any smell or anything?
Quite rank. It does have smell.
Okay.
It smells kind of sweet.
Blueberry juice?
Is it a magical device?
No. Right. It's not a magical device, technically.
Do you know what this is?
You're going wandering to the wizard?
No.
To Finn. Mm-hmm. To the orc.
Blueberry juice. You're
going to try it?
Don't have
some spilt stuff at the bottom, it smells funny. I think you should try it. You're bigger than me.
Might be magic.
Yeah, it might make you fly. It might make you fly. Wouldn't it be really cool if you went out in the corridor and you could fly?
I'm not seeing
it. It would be. You'd be the envy of Bastion and.
Balazar!
Well, you can't Alcazar. The two in the corridor can make me listen rolls again, please.
Listen! Didn't know. Yeah. That's first one around. That's 14. 12. 14 plus, where's missing gone these days? Wisdom, not a chance, baby. No, I thought it was 16.
You hear a sort of shuffling noise from one of the further rooms at the end.
Like
small feet, very small. Like, well, reasonably small.
Okay. Fireball coming on, might be able to. No, right.
You'll love a fireball. Like scuttling, almost.
There's a scuttling. Down the end of the corridor. Aye. I can hear it. The scuttling. It's the scuttling.
I'll close the box.
Yes.
Put it in my pouch.
Very good.
That way! There!
You want
to bang yourselves on the map, I'll draw you. I'll draw, let me draw the card over.
Pen, please.
Can we just take spike chains? No, right, okay.
Make it too wide. It ends. It's just draw the end of the corridor. That'll do.
Is that 10 feet? 5 squares?
There's a door here and here, both of which are open. And you are at that end of the corridor. That's two of the doors that are open.
So
you're sort of in the corridor at that point.
Okay.
The canoe!
That's me.
The orc and the halfling are in the room to one side. That's it.
That's good. Our treasure. Get off! Get off! Get out! Get out! And your brother's gone off, isn't
he?
You're good! There's some scuttling down the corridor.
See, you kind of spoiled it by asking for beasties to represent things.
Sorry.
We kind of know we're going to fight something, so we're like,
no, just,
do you look? Yes, we look for all the beasties.
This huge, clawed, tentacle beastie merely represents a blanket.
There's a handful of beasties. That'll do for now.
I hear a shouting my name, so I'm going to... Some scuttling down the corridor. Come and bash it, whatever it is. Don't let it get me.
Something to kill.
Yes. Something to kill down there for you.
Yes.
You said something bad about your mother.
Oh, damn it.
Right. Which side are you looking?
Oh, I'm staying this side.
Yes. Very good.
I'm staying here.
You're staying there. Just
looking
at that's the eastern side.
I shall charge.
Yay.
There may not be anything to charge. Charge it.
Well, where are you? Nothing in the corridor.
You have to go down to the end.
You can hear the sound of scuffling from the room on the left.
Shh, come back, I'll go and have a look.
No,
you're
quicker. You're not as quick as he is technically, but you can get there.
Well, I'm not moving. I'm staying where I am. Dink. Oops, that wasn't good.
I hit it with an axe.
You are quite big, aren't you?
I want to look in. I'm going to peer around.
Okay. You see two pairs of red eyes peering out at you.
Okay, I go away again.
I've got dark vision.
You see two large rats sitting in the dark.
Cool!
An unpleasant odour greets you before you step through the open door. The smell combined with the trash-covered floor makes it clear that the rodent's path of destruction went through this area as well. The big swarm.
That I suddenly dealt with!
Is it Mummy and Daddy?
Yeah. No, they're large. They sort of look at you and they hiss and they back away towards the wall.
No, they're not
going
to get a chance to back
that far away. You're going to attack them.
Yeah. I'm the Autumn Fighter. What do you think I'm going to do?
You're going to charge in. Cool.
Coming in was a half hulk. Go on. More battle music. We need that D&D music.
Apparently. Stop that now. Are you attacking me?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be forced to put one there. The room is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes from wall to that way. It starts up here.
Coolest wedding music ever.
That way. It is 8 boxes down. So that will make it 25 feet by 40 feet.
We're going to run out of mat. We need a bigger mat.
These rooms are big. Big rooms.
I wonder if it's worth halving the scale on the mats, if you see what I mean at some point.
Well, maybe. You move 10.
That's fine.
Right. They're hiding here and...
They're hiding here, in case you want to know.
You can see them because they've got little pinky eyes. And
pinky eyes. Eyes.
Which is great.
They just happen to look like giant gnoll beasties of doom.
They're normal.
Is it?
Hmm? Obviously.
Yeah.
They're rats.
Okay.
Alright, I'll eat you up.
If you're going for it, then give us initiatives. If you're going to attack.
Why are they? Tell us what they are, Groot.
Do we
you
know?
Can't see these.
There's some big rats.
Cool. Are they like my rat that got murdered?
No, they're a bit bigger.
Cool.
The rats are going on... initiative. 14. The rest of you, if you're in this combat, roll your initiatives.
I'm going to be behind him and I'm probably going to do something.
Never mind.
Me, you know, well, I'll just have an initiative because I'm going to have an initiative. 13.
Right. Does my initiative
go?
It's
15
for
me,
please.
Okay.
9.
Oh dear.
Maybe I should do me. I make a bold decision to not do a thing.
Very bold, but.
Yes.
Monsters.
They turn and run.
Oh, he has that there.
Where? They're heading down there, but they're going to. Yeah, but they're disappearing through a little hole in the wall.
They can't be large if they're running off.
We were all pumped up to beat them.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah.
They've run away because you were scary.
Oh, yeah, you're
scary
off.
About that. Half orc with the big fuck off.
You scared me off, you big bully.
At this point, the half orc kisses his bicep, goes,
I am hard. The room is now free of large rats for you to hassle.
I go and find the hole that they went out and go and
look. It's about. You could actually fit through it. You could if you wanted to.
We'll tie a rope to you. You go in, grab one of them, but we'll pull you back
down. Yeah.
Cool!
It seems to be pretty full of rubble, but it seems to be like a crack in the wall that was caused by an earth tremor.
Okay, can I see any rats?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Smells pretty bad in there, though.
Yeah,
I think they're in this way. Do you want me to go in and get them?
Is there anything else in the room you want to check out? Says the voice coming from down the corridor from the wizard. Who now realises he's rather exposed.
Yep.
Wait for me!
Yes. Okay.
Who gives a round?
Make me a listen check.
Listen check, sure. Wizard makes listen check.
Now, did I put 5 extra ranks in? No, I didn't.
Right, here we go. Come on, listen. 13 in total.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hear the rats moving in the room away from me. They disappear into the rubble and disappear.
They're disappearing down the ratty hole!
Yes, they are indeed.
So,
they are rats.
What are you doing?
Can I have a look around?
Very good.
Is there any way you can just assume that I'm going to?
Yes,
it's getting kind of.
Just
boring
roll
saying,
the search
I look around.
Check. If you're searching, roll
19
the search.
Plus wow. 7.
You find lots of rat leavings. And,
well, I haven't looked. I'm a poo specialist.
They've left little messages for you, Sassy.
Other than that, there's nothing else in this
nothing
room.
Nothing else in this room, okay.
Oh.
We carry on. It feels really.
We're so wiping out this dungeon. Is
anyone else going
now?
No. Do you want to move yourselves? Be doing what I'm doing.
What? Searching rooms?
I searched the room.
It's a dungeon. What do you want?
You're
in the way. You don't have to search the rooms.
No, but obviously I'm British, but. I just don't like...
You're saying it might be a bit mechanical.
Yeah.
It is a little bit mechanical, I agree.
Kind of dull to go, I'll search the room.
What's it do?
Can we have a look in here? It's a wonderful dungeon.
It's a wonderful dungeon, but...
I search this room.
Yeah, no. I'm having a go.
You can't do that. My job.
That's demarcation, mate.
Hey.
I'll search
Dave, can you draw me that room on again, please? On the opposite side.
Oh, sorry, 9.
What are you doing?
I'm searching...
21.
Hang on a second.
The halfling beats your ass.
Hey, well,
it's a cross-class skill.
Wizard's going to have a go at searching things, but the half-orc's having a go. I'm not being left out.
Or possibly with a halfling attached to
them, rusty chain.
Wizard has a search. Wizard gets 21.
Hats is wizard as good at searching as you are.
You were supposed to enter the room.
I was.
Right. Very much. Right,
you
retreat back to you entering the room and have everyone else in the corridor. Thank you kindly, searchers.
But if I was going to search,
you're not reading ahead.
I am reading ahead. I was just letting you wander in. Give me a spot check, please, Steve.
You have spots.
Spot check for the cleric. That's enough Torm gets a reading.
7.
7.
There's a gaping hole in the floor.
And we'll have a surprise round.
Ooh!
Something drops on you from the ceiling.
Not another blanket lurking goober.
What was it called? A black ceiling squid. Monster, a ceiling squid.
Written down, didn't you? Have list of kills.
Yeah,
so I know. Actually finished Diamantle.
But it was a black ceiling squid, according to...
That's good enough for us. Thanks. Is another one?
Right then.
We don't know, we can't see anything.
Going to attempt to start a grapple.
Ooh, it will win.
Yeah. You've been dreaming about this all week.
Yeah, it's going to attempt to grapple you.
What's your grapple now?
What is it?
Well,
your grapple's much better than mine.
It's going to make a grapple check.
It's a nuts ball.
11.
It misses.
Ooh, grapple. Grapple is 0.
No, it hasn't hit me.
It's his first attack. 12 then. It's sulking.
Yay!
I should have just got to smack you one. Darkness descends on the room.
Anyway.
Darkness descends on us.
Darkness descends on
you.
What's going on?
It's gone dark.
Look, I'll get with my big axe.
A little bit of wash of air.
Yeah, hang on, if you glow, how can it go dark?
It's dark.
Well.
Do you glow voluntarily?
It's a darkness. On. It's a darkness on. Spell.
I'm just off. Right, I'm just on.
It's a dark.
Surely he's glowing. And you're glowing
right now. Spell,
it
probably not.
Counteract.
It depends. Spell. What do you have a level for your nimbus of light?
Probably.
Yeah. Just
I
check.
Think it's just a light.
So it will be counteracted by darkness. Yeah.
What time? How long was
so
it?
So it's just normal dark and I'm
not long. We've walked up a corridor pretty much.
Yeah. I don't want to blow up some spells really in all in a day. You know what I mean?
So don't worry. If it's another one of them giant black roof squid things. I can just smack it.
Yeah,
giant black roof squid.
I say, when Bastion nods his head, you hit it, right?
Right. Very good. I can't believe these things grapple as their main attack and they grapple zero.
Yeah, it's
light
as a common lamp.
So yeah, it's not actually a magical effect, technically. It goes dark.
But we discovered that dark's not properly
Bastion.
No, dark isn't probably dark, it just increases your chance
of
to see.
Are you still there?
Right. You see something with tentacles flailing around
what's
Bastion's
going on?
Head.
Initiatives,
yeah.
Initiative for everyone!
It's their gun. It's going on.
19 for me.
It's going on 16.
For me.
Natural 20 plus 22!
We hit you, speedy wizard of stupid speediness.
Matrix moment coming in!
Yeah, yeah, you're just gonna stand there and do nothing, aren't
you? Yeah! I see everything, yet do nothing.
Balazar again,
huh? Yeah! Balazar is going to take command from behind and do nothing.
That's what I thought he'd do.
Are you delaying or just doing nothing?
I'm going to delay.
Very good.
He's prevaricating.
Yes. Procrastination
to Garud.
I hit it.
Are you near him? Yes, you are. Very good.
I hit it with a big fuck-up axe.
Go ahead.
Well, whereabouts is it?
Is some,
it's on you. It's your life, isn't it?
Me.
Well, it descended from the ceiling and it can fly,
yeah,
so can we assume it's above you?
Yeah.
Because it's going to try the same again, because that's what it does. It tries to grab hold of your head and squeeze it.
Like a rat.
So technically it's in your, let's say it's in, well, it's on your square. I know it's not allowed to be.
Allowed to be.
Say, it doesn't work in three dimensions.
It's taken 5 steps back.
I would suggest that it is in the square above you.
Okay. If there were such a thing.
Okay, D&D gives me flying monsters, and it gives me a grid that's at ground level. It's above you, okay? It's in your square and above your head, and its little tentacles are wailing around your face.
So it's outrageous!
Yes, definitely.
I smack it.
Very good.
I get 20.
Right, roll me a d10. Right. On a 1 or a 2, you miss.
Ooh, come on, you've got to hit.
7.
That's fine, you hit.
Is it dead?
Don't damage it for me.
I do a d8 plus 6.
It's dead. It might not die.
I do 10.
It flutters to the ground, dead.
Split.
Who's next?
Yay.
Left in twain.
It.
It's Buddy. Moves along and tries to attack Steve again.
Is that his Buddy that stood by and let it get killed and then
well,
took its place?
It's only how long is a round?
6 seconds, he says.
Yeah.
Used to be a minute.
Yeah. Well, its Buddy was the one that cast darkness while he attacked.
Thanks
kindly. It's gonna have a go at you, Steve. It's gonna flutter along and try and grapple you with it.
You know what?
He's got
dice.
14.
16.
Something to touch you. It starts grapple as a free action.
You know, as the GM, you should be impartial and not celebrate when you're actually going to hit the
ball. Well, there's four of you, and there's only one of this thing. It settles over your shoulders and
head.
Oh, yes, it does. It settles over your shoulders and head.
Like a delightful rat.
Oh, it only rolled a 7.
I rolled 12.
I mean, you're fighting your way out of it.
I mean, I got 11 and it doesn't grapple me.
It can't constrict you this turn, then. Although it's settling round your head, like its mate. It seemed angry that you've killed its friend. Next!
Is it the squid that's trying to strangle you?
It would be me.
Gustave.
Oh, I'll try and hit it with more stick. I'm not going to grip in hand.
Have.
10.
Yep. You missed. Who's next?
Failing.
Okay, I will squidge past everybody.
Squidge past?
Yeah.
So I need to...
That's
a technical term. I'm tiny, yeah. I can't.
You're letting them past. Technically it's in your square though.
But it's not underneath his legs.
Will it get an attack of opportunity then?
Yeah,
it's gonna have a go at hitting you.
It gets to me, I'm between his legs.
Yeah.
But I've got
it has long tentacles.
If it moved into your square.
Yeah,
technically you should have. Tough.
You're bigger than
it. It's going to have a go. It missed you, probably. You have a dexterity, don't you?
Yeah.
It's missed. On a roll of a 9, it missed. You're on, what are you going to do? It's sort of trying to settle itself on top of Bastion's head.
I actually see it, it's all dark.
It's dark, but you can see it's sort of squiggly shape, sort of trying to settle itself on top of his head.
I'll sling it.
I'll sling it.
Very, very still.
Hey, oh,
natural 20!
That's good. That's good. Roll again.
Damn it.
Roll me a d10.
No. It's 14.
Really
missed. It's only a straight shot. Roll me a d10. If you get a 1 or a 2, you miss anywhere.
6.
That's fine, you hit. Damage it with your sling. Just a straight with single damage. You threatened it, but it didn't
crit. D3 minus 1. Well, still.
Two.
It bounces off. You lose. That was a sling bullet, you lose it.
In the old days, a natural 20 just did double damage in our home rules.
Who's next?
Anyway,
who's next? Balzar.
Hooray!
What are you doing?
I'm slinging the heavy crossbow in.
Oh, my God.
Can I do?
It's trying to settle itself over your friend's head when you're about to heavy crossbow it.
You know that bit in, Lethal Weapon where Murdoch just goes, click?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your armor class, Steve?
16.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Take your shot.
Dun, 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 dun. And after this, we're going to have a little chat about firing missile weapons into melee combat.
You're at -4 because you're firing into melee.
12.
Oh, God.
15.
11.
You missed the creature. Thankfully, you also missed Steve.
Bing!
And it goes skittering into the room.
Damn, I missed it, the creature!
You notice a crossbow bolt fly past your ear.
You cry.
Who's that? Groot, I believe? Go, Groot.
Oh, that's just 16.
Really? You missed.
Kid,
wow,
this is a good
No, thing. Not. They're not crap.
I rolled a 20. Wow.
It's its go.
I like it.
It's going to try and get you again, Steve. It's going for your grapple again. Was it? It's going to touch you again.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Oh!
It's touched me.
It would like that for its grapple check. Oh, it got a 3.
Ooh, I got 15.
It's landing, it's settling, and you're just fighting it off your head.
Most definitely.
Go on, massive
change over to the heavy mace.
Yeah. I shall plant a step this way and bat it with my stick.
You miss! Shockingly. It's the one I'm going to put it on now. It's now in the space between the three of you. It's up, but it's in the space.
We need more monster miniatures.
Oh yeah, put that floating Otto Yugi thing in there. Very good.
It's like a cheap beholder.
It is like a cheap beholder. Who's next?
Go.
Failing. Go, Failing.
Oh, I eat it with my sling.
Shoot. Burning sling bullets. What'd you get?
Damn it. 16.
You
shoot off.
Oh, it's hard to hit, definitely.
It might be able to ramp up that heavy mace.
Who's next?
Balazar.
You get 50% chance Balazar. Of finding sling bullets that miss.
Balazar puts aside his heavy crossbow. Have you thought better of shooting into melee combat?
Destroyed.
brings up his heavy mace and goes for a swing at the creature.
The wizard is attacking in combat. He's a dwarf. He's crazy. Bigger
12, 15.
Very close, but you miss. You sort of catch a tentacle, but it just moves out of the way with your as your mace.
God, tentacle beastie shouts something.
Back to me. Back to you. Yeah.
Back to Garouche.
I hit it.
Oh no!
Eeny, meeny, miny. Who's nearby? It's had a go at you and it's failed very badly. It's going to go for Garoot, actually, I think.
Yeah.
It has an attack. Oh, it can slam. It's going to try that.
Slam?
Yeah. It's going for a full slam. It would love to constrict. It might smite good, actually. Why not?
Smite good? What is this thing?
It's going to try and smite good with its slam on Garoot.
It's a fiendish blanket.
Sadly, it gets an 8, wasting its smite good attempt.
Yay.
It goes, arr, and glows with an unholy red light, swooshes at you, and ineffectually goes,
it's having a bad day.
It looked scary, and then it gave up halfway. Yeah. Couldn't follow through.
Oh. Followed by Henry.
Go, Steve.
Get it. I think it was overpowered by its own army.
19!
Is that a potential threat for you?
No, it's 18.
18. Oh.
Not to hit on 18.
Yeah, hopefully.
Make me a d10 roll. 1 or 2, it misses.
8!
Damage it, Steve. How much damage can you do? 1 or none.
Oh, come on, you're kidding. 1 point of damage!
Very good.
Takes out your evil blanket.
It's now down to half hits.
Ooh.
And it started with 6. Are you embarrassed? Who's next? Fill in. Do it in. Get your sword out at it.
It's only got 3 hit points.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fluttered down at it. Yeah, I have a short sword. You have a masterwork one, don't you?
Do you have a masterwork one? That's good.
Yeah, sorry.
You are actually better with your sling, technically.
Yes, I'm massively better.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, you're good with that. Range weapons, yeah. Do it. Oh, good potential.
Yeah.
23. That'll do, that'll hit. Make me a d10 roll. 1 and 2, it misses anywhere.
4.
That's fine, you hit it. Damage.
You can't kill it though, can you?
1.
It's
getting slightly closer to die. It may die of boredom at this point. Boredom's edge!
No, it's really funny.
It's one damage with it one hit. And it's like, it's struggling. That hasn't hit you yet, though, has it?
No.
That's what I like about the other matches. They're so epic without doing anything.
Who's next? Are we back to battle?
Alazar! Whoosh, whoosh, rolls a great mace around his head and wabo!
It's gonna hit you next time.
19, 22!
That's pretty good. Make me a d10 roll, please. Balazar, the great mace of doom.
Yeah, warrior wizard! Rolls a 0.
That's fine.
That's fine. And then, how much damage? The damage of a heavy mace.
I kill it, because you do my minimum 2.
Boom, I do. 4 points of damage
to the beast. It flutters to the ground at your feet.
And that's how you kill it, Half-Orc. Listen to the wizard.
Right, now that's it.
Is anybody hungry? Anybody fancy wizard for dinner?
He's all hairy. He's a bit hairy.
I am great.
He's showing you up, actually. He's showing you up quite a lot.
I'm rubbish.
He needs
to practice. I'm so rubbish. I go after the bullet that missed.
Make me a d10 roll, 1 to 5, you find it.
That's 1 on my dice.
So a 7?
Yes, 7.
You lose it.
Can you make your own? I mean, if you're like
you can use rocks, but they don't do as much damage.
1 then.
One and 1 is 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to say that the party's damage dealing capability is basically solely in one character.
I don't know about that, laddie.
Yes, I mean, you hit it, big camp dwarf wizard.
I was just going to say that.
I stand on top of the body of the victorious man.
It squidges because it's a squid. So, now what, folks?
Are there any parts I can salvage for...
He's got an ink sack.
I'll take the ink sack.
Can I take my...
You better start writing down your calligraphy, sir. You have a fiendish diamantle ink sack.
Fiendish diamantle?
Dark mantle, rather.
Fiendish.
Because otherwise, it's a bit unfair not having you write in spellbook, so what we're going to do is let you invent inks and stuff to write your spells.
Dire Mantle.
Dark Mantle.
Dark Mantle.
Yes.
Dire Dark Mantle.
No, it's a fiendish. You don't want a Dire Dark Mantle. It would cover a whole party and miss.
Fiendish Dark Mantle. Of course, that would add.
I wanted the smite good.
Ink sack.
I have a list of stuff that I've written down, but how? I want to show you.
What on it? Oh, yes.
Because. Things with the stars.
Yeah.
They're the stuff that the party doesn't know about.
That's pretty good.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll publish your list online with your character if you want.
And the stuff we don't know.
Yeah, the stuff the party is unaware of here.
Oh, you can do it. You can do it.
Always
been
the problem
with
the
rank
character.
They're the ones what can find the star, but they're never terribly honest what with the
I've never had stuff. I was always really stupid and honest. I was like, look, I've just found £400 million worth of stuff. And everyone's like, yay!
As opposed to.
Yonk.
We're stuck in this dungeon and this bugger all here.
So, yes, are you doing anything about tin? Are you just keeping it?
I'm waiting till a quiet time.
Very good. It seems quiet. Are you searching this room?
Yes.
You find nothing. Don't bother rolling. If the room is empty, I'll tell you there's nothing there. Assuming you tell me you're searching.
Okay.
But that means if we know something, then we find.
Yeah, you're right. So I'll make you roll, except for this one, where there's nothing.
Yeah. We search some more because we're convinced something's there.
No, there's definitely nothing.
You spent 4 days searching every nook and cranny to
what? Stop searching crannies. You're just shoved sticks in a pooey hole last time.
I'm definitely a cranny of some kind.
Where's the axle? You were this close to catching filth fever. Do you realise that?
Garrett, do you want to look in this box at some point?
I've seen in the box, but we haven't got a clue what it is.
We need to try it.
I don't know.
Yep.
I think it might be like
you
a magic
return back to the room. Where are you heading?
Oh, it might be really powerful poison.
You can only have a little bit.
These two doors here.
Then you'll see.
This secret door here.
You're big
and this door over here.
Scary.
You're close.
Then you'll only be lightly dead.
Up here.
I imagine
you're a healer here, so you're in that way.
Yeah,
you're alright.
Well, I'll stay here and wait for people. Just keep an eye out.
Right.
We're bored of this empty room now. There's nothing left to kill.
Very good. Where are you heading?
To a different room where there is something.
Very good. Bastion is waiting at the end of the corridor, looking a bit tatty. Acid dripping from his dirty clothes.
Oh!
Well, I'll probably have cut them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many people are clean in this dungeon?
Yes.
Running water? Soap? What?
We have running water.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. What about soap?
It's called the...
Should we head there? Wizard comes back out and joins Bastion of Torm. After feeling all pumped up about smiting the big squiddy.
You're standing in the corridor with the skeleton of the kobold.
That has a toe bone missing.
That you stole the toe bone off.
I examine the skeleton as a wizard to see if, again, if there are any parts that could be used for magical components.
Oh, what are you looking for in a kobold skeleton?
I don't know. What would I? As a magician?
I don't know. Pick something. Be inventive.
A teeth.
Very good. You can have a kobold tooth.
Good.
The idea is if you make a list of things and then go, I've got these and this is what I'm going to use, and then you knock them off your list because you've already used them, and then keep collecting. That's how we're going to do it.
That's a bit too realistic for my liking.
Well, it'll save me having to figure out how to do 100 gold's worth of stuff every page you write a spell.
Fair enough.
And it seems like a reasonable concession.
I'm going to anticipate killing lots of wizards and nicking their spellbooks, but never mind.
Yes, but then you still have to copy them into your own.
Damn.
I'll just go around four.
You can use them as spellbooks.
A spellcraft check,
You will spellcraft it. You have to spellcraft it every time you use it.
Can I just, rip their pages?
The idea is you have to then, you understand their own shorthand
spellbook.
It's my scrap spellbook.
Where do you get the print stick from?
Yeah. Pictures of my mate.
I'm going to be starting tapping the
are you heading
wizards
up?
You kill.
I'll just tray in a small bottle and fill it with the blood of this one.
Yes, it turns into a bit of a sick, with a proper wizard, really. Where are you heading? Are you going up to these two doors? Are you going down this secret door? Or are you going across the rubble?
I don't know, there's a secret door there.
I found it.
I think we should head. Is that north upwards?
I think
we should go
two doors. Left or right? Look, I've unfolded the map. Left or right?
Left.
Going left?
Yeah.
Okay. You work your way around to the left.
So we're heading east?
Yes.
This door is again open. This is where you fought those horrible little sturges.
Ooh,
that's tried to suck Garut's blood.
Oh, fine.
I didn't like them.
Nobody liked
them. Giant mosquito.
There's quite a long corridor. It's about 100 feet long.
I grappled them.
Someone carry me, please.
Why?
We're standing.
Tired.
100 feet long and you're
rubbish carrying.
I'm not carrying any clunk clunk rubbish.
Clunk and your possessions.
All clunk clunk necessary. Yeah. It's to remind me of home.
Very good.
What a large sack of thermite
to put you in there.
Yay!
But we darling.
There's a long corridor.
You could carry you. Yeah, the halfling in your back.
I think that would get me up to medium load.
I'm not that heavy.
And we can't also bring.
Yeah.
We're in standard marching order then.
If you want, you can walk to a branch.
I want
10
to go
foot wide in this corridor.
I'm feeling
this corridor is 10 foot wide. Are you doing anything at the front?
Yes, I'm looking everywhere I go and rolling
searching.
Dice continuously. Yes.
Okay. Make me a search.
Or using Bastion of Torm as a light.
Probably.
Okay.
My shed light is quite lamp.
You're fine. You come to the end of the corridor and it turns to the right. It becomes a 5 foot wide corridor that disappears into the darkness. Just at the edge of your line of sight, you see a door on the right hand side.
Okay. It's
the door appears to be open. You can hear the sound of water from inside the room.
There's a river, we can go and have a drink and we can get clean and you can clean your dirty clothes.
Hmm.
Yay!
Excellent.
I'll go and peer in.
You peer in.
I could do with some fresh water.
You hear the sound of running water as you approach the room. The sound comes from 4 pillars, one in each corner of the large room, that have a channel cut into them to allow water to run down.
Whoa.
How large is large?
Large. It's very big.
What, as in Star Wars large?
It's 60 feet north-south.
Whoa. Not bad.
By 60 feet east-west. It's a big room.
How high is the ceiling?
High.
Okay.
High.
It's quite high.
Can I see anything immediately dangerous? Like somebody poised with an arrow or something?
Me a spot check. Are you looking or are you listening?
I'm looking.
Okay, make me a spot check.
Damn it. Spot.
Spot.
I'm not very good at that. 16.
No, you don't see
anyone. There's clearly no one there.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to run over to the closest pillar and look at the water and see if it looks safe to drink.
Okay.
I do.
You run over to the pillar in the north or south?
The closest one to whatever the door
is. The door's in the middle.
Oh. North.
North.
You run to the north pillar. And there's water running out of this pillar.
Does it look clean? It
looks clean.
Okay, I'll have a drink.
You drink the water.
I die.
Wander into the room then.
Okay.
Yes, I think with
the water is cool and refreshing and full.
Hello, drinks, yes please.
it's like working in a, like playing a restaurant.
Helen, the waitress entered.
We do appreciate it, my love, really, thank you.
I'm fine.
Yeah, we're happy, we've done that in Burdock. That diuretic effect.
Can I have some cordial, please?
Careful.
Don't
expect coffee,
tea.
Yes.
Milk and sugar, too.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Would that be worth milk and sugar?
Do you like our ingenious suspension?
Yes. Do you want normal coffee or
whatever you're making. Thank you, Candy.
That comes in a packet.
Whatever you're making.
Well,
you look shattered.
Actually, you look lovely. Not so bad.
Look very tired.
Cordial tea, coffee. Yeah. Just
thank
milk.
You.
Yes. No, just sugar, please.
No milk?
No milk.
He suddenly started not drinking.
So you won't have the coffee stuff?
Well, if it comes frothy in a packet, then that's fine.
Can you have caramel instant, because I've run out of
Yes, that's fine also. Yes, the water is cold and clear and tastes fine.
I refill my hip flask of water flask or whatever it is, and I have a good clean, making sure to get those hard to reach sort of armpit areas.
Very good, you walk.
The halfling's still alive, must be good for us too. Let's dive in.
There's not much of a pool, but you can sort of wash yourself. The water seems to disappear into the ground.
Ooh, okay.
At the foot of the pillar.
I'm going to clean. I'm going to clean myself up and clean my robes a bit and stuff like that.
Are you sharing a
communal pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to the same one.
Yeah. How many pools are there?
There's four. Four.
Oh, is there? Oh, come on, each. Yeah,
there's a door on the opposite wall to the way you came in, by the way.
Okay, let's have our own private pools.
And it is again open.
Have you ever seen a dwarf wash before?
Who's at which pool?
I'll go to the southwest.
I'll go to the southeast.
There.
Southeast.
Garut's there.
Yeah.
Right, Paul!
Give me a spot check, please.
Do you have a light sword? You don't need it, do you?
When I say southeast, I meant I was sharing with my half orc, my friends.
Oh, okay.
Spot check. Not like I'm having a watch, is it?
Wisdom. Oh, lovely.
Just go with the spot check.
12.
That's very nice.
You're complaining about your wisdom. You've got plus 2 on it.
You approach the pillar. As you get to the pillar and start to clean yourself, you hear some movement behind you.
What kind of movement?
You turn around to see something coming round the side of the pillar. It's swinging a club in your general direction.
I go, attack!
Yes, you do. Unfortunately, the rest of you are about 60 feet away.
I'm very quick.
Yeah, you are.
I can only run like 20 feet around.
It's large, by the way.
Oh,
It's quite big, has a big jaw, big protruding forehead, slightly bald, enormous club.
Looks like a big... It's not giant class, though, is it?
It's a giant.
It is a giant. Good enough for my...
It's not actually a giant, but it is a large giant, which I think is a bit stupid.
So it does count as a giant class
monster. It's a giant creature, yes.
Right. I think it's going to try and hit me.
It is about to try and hit you.
I'm going to expeditiously retreat.
It's going to hit you first.
I thought you were going to say something good, like, I think it's going to die.
Will a 16 hit you?
You missed the blanket monster. I whacked.
Will a 16 hit you?
I'd imagine so.
Oh, where's my arm class?
He is a wizard.
12 plus 4.
Yes.
Because of dodge arm class giant. Makes a total of 16.
Take 14 points of damage.
Dead. Next
not
character.
Dead. You're fine.
Minus 1.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it. You're not dead. You're minus 10.
Get better.
Every round you lose 1 minus. You hear...
I want to run away.
You hear the shout of, attack! And then you hear a sickening crunch and a sort of dirty big chuckle.
And a dwarf into the club.
Yes. Something large starts to step north towards the northeast pillar.
That's me in it.
That's it. You want to draw this room as you want to draw one side of it because it's probably going to end up down one wall.
We can just cannibalise the centre. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Big creature.
Do we have a big creature stuff?
I was saying the day.
Oh, my God.
You watch the dogs.
They have.
Why won't they do those entry packs again? It's not fair.
Big creatures, big creatures. Looking for the big creatures, lots of little creatures.
How much money have you packed?
I can't remember.
Well, no big creature.
Hey?
Eh? Lots of big creatures. No.
It was a dragon miniatures entry pack.
It's only large. It's not that big.
They are.
Tell
us the dwarf. Huge.
Oh, he's going to splash. I was going to say, we didn't even get a chance to realise what it was. That'll do.
Okay. I'm getting attacked by a freaking uniform.
A uniform. That's a unicorn.
In a uniform.
Well, that's probably better.
We need a bit of cloth.
This is better. This is actually...
Oh, it's big.
This is an aspect of Bane, but it's not.
Okay.
But
it looks giant-like.
This is going to be coming this way.
Oh, my lord. I tried to run away. I couldn't. I died.
Garud! Something large is approaching you from behind. Yes.
Yeah, we won't go there.
You better put the rest of you at appropriate distances so we can do combat movement. You've all heard there's a fight. Didn't hear.
No.
So.
Were you in the south or north?
I was in the southeast.
No, this is the north it's heading to. Yeah.
Did you shout?
About 60 feet-ish. Right. Finn, everybody else make me initiative checks. This isn't a big initiative.
Ah! 20!
Pretty good there, Finn. I'm going on Amir. Where's its initiative going? Initiative! Oh wow, 6 I'm going on.
Do you think this is worth double attack?
Possibly. Not hugely difficult hit. So we'll be on Garud then.
Go Garud. You turn round to see a large, maybe 10 foot... looks like a person, but very rugged. It's sort of stooped over. It has a very large club in one hand. It's a very big club. An impressively sized club. It's coming at you with intent.
Rather than that limp bent one on the miniature at the moment.
On the smack area. How far away is it?
That far.
It's 15, about 20 feet?
Yeah. 10, 15 foot.
I step in and smack it. Twice.
If it's there, you can just step in and smack it.
Yeah.
Big man, it's
because otherwise it would hit you because it has reach.
I put it on 24 hours. And it's really high up, so.
Caramelly. Go for it, smack it. Are you doing a double attack or just a single?
Double
attack, how'd you do?
That would be a miss.
How do you know? Man, crappy arms.
7.
You missed.
Sorry, 8. Can't add up.
You were awful.
Oh, Jesus.
How'd you do?
Same again.
Brilliant. That's what we like to say. Who's next?
Me.
How are you doing?
Do you want your initiative?
Oh, yeah, roll niche.
If it's like role playing in a restaurant, that'll be £4.
Here you are.
Okay. £4 in Wizards of the Coast.
You should open a role playing restaurant, that's a great idea.
Yeah, couldn't have mentioned that.
Didn't we talk about that, yeah. Well, it was a shop that wasn't an area where people could role playing and buy drinks, like a cider cafe.
I think there's
a role playing cafe. Yeah. Where?
I'm not saying if this has been recorded, no.
next door to Jeans and Shop.
Yes.
Hey, it's empty.
Yes, you can move, just build them to
cease and desist in Giant.
You can speak Giant?
Certainly can.
Very good, let me check it, girl.
It doesn't know what those words mean, even if you
and then I you speak. Hold you my do? Action to sling it.
Where good. It, what if it doesn't cease and desist?
If it tries to hit Finn.
See how much damage I can do with my sling. My best weapon.
Is that good or bad? I've no
idea. That's good.
Let me just check what language it has.
That means I rolled a d6.
I never expected anyone to talk to it.
Why
don't
you just toss a coin?
Yeah, I should do. I don't even bother rolling my sling damage. I can only do one.
As just for a point, you might as well toss a coin.
She's a nice lady.
Oh, yes, she is a nice lady. She's a nymph.
She's
a nymph. She has the blinding beauty ability that kills people who fancy her.
Ooh, that's harsh.
She's a pretty lady in a gold
just say no.
How dare you fancy me?
Drop dead.
Yeah. And they do.
She's very lonely.
He ignores you, or he seems to.
I don't think you have to.
Oh,
who's next?
Thank you,
Finally.
He sort of just looks at you for a second.
I'm extremely far away.
Yeah, you're pretty far.
Okay, I go, oh no!
You can move 20 feet, so 4 squares and attack.
Or dark, where I
attack with range.
I don't have anything ranged.
Sling has range.
Oh, okay.
You'll be
fine.
I'll move my maximum and still...
You're
going to
dare
you,
Goliath. Go on.
I'll be sure. Ooh. Anything for range on it, or is it alright?
That's 23. No range increment.
Lovely. Boop. You hit it.
Boop. For a mighty...
2.2.
Only 400 more life.
Yes! You see
it's
it.
Where? It's where? It's aimed at the eye.
It rubs its head a second.
Can you do that? Can you call aim shots?
It.
It swings its great club at Garouge.
In which case I hit it.
Yep, go ahead.
We'll try to.
Oh, God, 17.
This thing has dark vision and low light vision.
Wow. Why?
Because it means it can see in all conditions.
What are you
looking
for?
My
d20. I haven't got it. Nice
one, Dice vision? No.
There you go.
D21.
That'll hit, one surprisingly. Damage. One damage.
Ping! Ping! Oh, boy, we're sticking it to him now, says the dead dwarf.
I'm going to start tossing a coin because it's easier.
Yeah, you might as well.
It's going to swing at you.
Heads one, tails two.
21.
That'll do.
Jesus. Ooh. 12 damage.
Oh,
it swings its club behind its huge head and smashes it down on top of you.
You're too good at that noise.
Bragdor smash.
That's not how
role-playing.
Funny.
Only in the privacy of your own home.
Next.
Garud.
That's a kicker.
Ouch!
You bastard.
But double ends again.
Yes, I think so.
That's more like it.
That will be... 23.
That will surprisingly hit. Good. Damage.
6.
Yep. Ow! grazes. 14. You miss with the second one. You catch him under his armpit with the first one, and just miss him with the second one because he's falling backwards from an armpit slicing attack.
Oh, nasty. Slicing with the armpit.
If you hit me like that again, I'm dead.
I will sling again.
You're screwed.
I'm not going
to. The world's shortest dungeon.
You could run it around the back. If you run around the back, you're flanking it.
Can I?
Yes, you can.
If can I get all the way around your back?
No, you'll have to move slowly. You may as well move in combat to try and get around
the rear. That's probably pretty with the half orc, to be honest.
Ooh, no,
yeah.
That'll hit.
Heads is gone.
One.
You're flipping a coin now.
Yeah,
it's easy to do this little calculation, isn't it?
True. Who's next?
Me.
Go.
Having rolling a d6, halving it at minus one actually just quite a confusing.
Yeah, you notice the wizard unconscious. Oh, every time we ever roll, you lost two. You're at minus two. Roll me 2d10. Tell me if either of them get a one.
No.
Right, lose two hits. You're at minus three.
Minus three.
Call on Torm to give him a vision of heaven.
Torm! Go, give him a vision of heaven.
It's a will save.
Oh, go, he's going to be good at that.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah.
Valhalla,
wasn't
it? Also giantesses.
13.
Yes! He's dazed for a rain.
Oh!
Kill him! Kill him now!
And I wander over the dwarf.
Big giant smile.
We're back to the top.
What is giant heaven like?
Well, it's obviously got
lots of giantesses in it.
Yes, lots of giant ladies. He's not a giant, he's only an ogre, but he is a giant big type. Ogre. Go.
Double attack again.
Go.
Oh,
Jesus. 14.
Do you want a new die?
You missed with that one, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Yeah, 14. No, I've already changed that.
That's
yay!
More like it.
23.
You hit with your second offhand attack. That's slightly less damage.
He's dazed as well.
D6 plus one.
Doesn't matter. Just means he doesn't get to hit back.
10. Ouch.
He stumbles backwards.
Back from heaven.
Brando's missed his go, hasn't he?
Yes, missed his go, yes. We're on to Phelan.
Yeah, I keep going a bit more.
That'll do it. That will do it. That's technically a rear attack. Are you flanking him?
Sling him.
Is it?
Not the ranged weapon.
Oh, not with ranged.
Like poking.
Yeah, and you have to go in and attack him.
Can you climb up his back and steady stuff?
I can't get any. I can't get.
You can actually. Yeah. You can actually have got to him. To
yeah.
His back if you want
okay,
to.
I'll do
when
that.
When he swing at them, as you wish you would.
Next time.
No, because he's dazed.
Oh, is he still dazed?
Yeah.
He's
on
guard.
Yes.
Okay, I'll...
Had his go.
No, because he missed his go.
Backstab!
Oh, until we'll his next go. Yeah.
I'm going to stab him in a major vein in his leg stroke ankle.
Backstab!
What do I have to do?
You make a normal attack roll.
Okay.
Roll high.
18.
You hit. You do 1d6 extra damage than your on top of your normal on top of your normal shot. So
normally I would do d4 minus 1.
So roll that.
You get minuses. Three.
That's two.
Two.
Then add d6. Nice.
Seven.
Seven. Be dead. That's the most damage I've ever
blood
done.
Gushes out the back of him. He's tottering around. Who is it?
Me.
What are you doing?
You're going to push him with your stick, aren't you?
Half of them serious damage.
Slap a cure-like wounds on the... on the dwarf.
He's giving the dwarf a raise.
Jeez. The 4 points.
You're back to one.
Bing,
conscious
one,
of stones.
I'm back.
Who's it? Oh,
it.
Bragdor. Oh, he backs away against this wall.
Does that mean the trend's
like
on me?
This. He tries to sort of hunker down in the corner, holds his club in front of him.
Oh,
kill him.
Don't hurt him anymore, he's scared.
Kill it.
I'm going to talk to him.
There's a voice from over the south. He's going, kill that bastard.
You're very flat and crushed in face.
Hello? No.
Bragdor, sorry. You defeat Bragdor.
Do you have any stuff that we can...
You can't understand a word he's saying. Say if you hear those words floating along.
Oh, hang on. He's saying something threatening in a guttural language. I'd best kill him.
Not before the magic missile hits him.
Before I look.
Yeah, he clearly said something guttural in some bizarre tongue.
Everyone's a bully.
Are you gonna hit him?
Hell yeah. 15?
You missed.
Ha! That's karma. Ha! So is that.
You're going to talk to him?
Stop! Stop! Yeah. I don't know hurt no more.
Uh-oh.